As U.S. forces withdraw from Afghanistan, the situation in the country is looking more dire. Under an agreement negotiated with the Taliban, the Trump administration intends to leave just 2,500 troops in place by early next month. And already, it appears the Afghan government is struggling to maintain control. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Kabul.
In a mosque on the outskirts of this city, a preacher tells the crowd that the Taliban, with their primitive guns, brought American troops to their knees. The Afghan government, he says, is next. He calls them puppets, stooges of the Americans. NPR's producer recorded this sermon in late October on a sunny Friday in a district called Kampani. The Taliban used to lurk at the fringes, but now they're out in the open. On that sunny Friday, they were holding a celebration for a dozen boys who'd memorized the Muslim holy book, the Quran. A singer known for his jihadi tunes performed. He sings, "O Talib, I'm not worthy enough to kiss your eyes."
I think this is what a post-America Afghanistan looks like.
Andrew Watkins is a senior Afghanistan researcher at the International Crisis Group.
As ominous as it sounds, and as terrifying as it indeed is, Taliban not only at the gates of Kabul, but inside the city gates.
The streets empty out after dark because residents are afraid of criminal gangs. Militants fire rockets into the city. Police, officials, and journalists are assassinated. Most recently, Kabul's deputy governor. No one claimed responsibility, but many suspected the Taliban. All this is taking place as the Taliban and the Afghan government negotiate a peace deal prodded by the Americans. But few are optimistic. In fact, just across the river from Kampani, where the Taliban now openly preach, other Afghans say they're arming themselves. They're Hazaras, a Shiite minority who've been frequently attacked by ISIS. They live in an area called Dasht-e-Barshi. Our producer, Fazal Kazizai, points out posters of slain Hazaras plastered on buildings.
Can you see this picture?
Yeah.
It's also called Ramazan Zada. He was also killed in an ISIS attack inside the mosque.
But it's not just ISIS who've attacked this community. The Taliban have too, and their re-entry into the city is frightening Hazaras. Inside a strip mall, we meet one of them, 29-year-old Murtaza. He says he flirted with the idea of joining one of the Hazara militias that began forming a few years ago after ISIS beheaded a young girl.
This year, recruitment sped up. They're equipping themselves with weapons more quickly.
Other young Afghans who once believed they'd help build their country are eyeing the exits, like Ali Yaqubi. He's from Dasht-e-Barshi, but we meet in a cafe near his downtown office. He's 24 with a degree in business administration and he's now studying law. He volunteers, helping street kids. Yaqubi had plans to enter politics. But now he says,
"You cannot guarantee a minute, even here. A few days ago, there was a rocket next to this cafe. If I have the opportunity legally to go to other countries, I would definitely go there to at least have security and to be alive. That's something."
For now, every morning, his mother gives him money to give to beggars, to pray for his safety. That follows a Muslim belief that God hears the prayers of the downtrodden. Yaqubi says he doesn't really believe in it, but at least it makes his mother feel better. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Kabul.